Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, has been all over this, and he's been warning sanctuary cities, as he discussed earlier today, to comply with immigration law or they will lose their federal money. The Attorney General of the United States joins us now. Mr. Attorney General, sir, how are you?
Thank you, Sean. It's good to be with you.
Well, I've got to give you a lot of praise for this. Yeah, I have interviewed so many of the families that lost loved ones to illegal immigrants over the years, and when you look at the statistics, as a relates to sanctuary cities, the see an August 2016 study of the relationship between those policies and crime rates show that cities refusing to cooperate with federal immigration authorities significantly have consistently higher violent crime rates than do non-sanctuary cities. So it's just a data issue even at this point, correct?
It's common sense. There can be no doubt whatever the crime rate is in a city. A city who refuses to allow the federal government to deport criminal aliens is creating more crime in their city. It's just that simple. And they also, as your lead-in shows, they're just basically calling on people illegally in the country to come to their city, promising them they won't be deported even if they commit crime, even if they are involved in a gang or assaults or selling heroin. They don't get deported from, they won't even call the federal government, who has a responsibility to remove them from the country. It's just really, I thought we had a bipartisan consensus that at least criminal aliens would be deported. Certainly everybody who enters the country unlawfully is subject to being deported. But for those who come unlawfully and then commit crimes, it's just beyond belief that cities wouldn't cooperate in that.
Mr. Attorney General, we even have more data. When Phoenix dropped their sanctuary city status from 2008 to 2009, in a one-year period, the murder rate in that city dropped 27%. Other crimes fell as well. Auto thefts down 36%. Robberies down 23%. Just general thefts also went down by 19%. Burglaries down 14%. Assaults down 13%. But the rates fell again, but the smaller numbers, I mean, it seems that just data point-wise, if criminal, illegal immigrants see that they are protected, they are going to gravitate towards those cities. How do the cities justify assisting in lawbreaking? Why do I think that I'd be handcuffed, perp walked, mugshotted, and put in jail if I just disobey the laws?
The Phoenix numbers are stunning, actually, and that's common sense. And you are correct. These cities are making, I believe, a colossal error, among others. So I just urge them to reevaluate what they're doing. It's not too late, both for their own financial benefit, but also for the safety of their city and for good policy. Cities and mayors do not get to decide on immigration policy for the United States. President Trump has been clear. We want a lawful system of immigration, one that serves our national interest, and admitting and keeping criminal, illegal aliens in the country cannot be in our national interest. And we at the Department of Justice are committed to supporting our Border Patrol and ICE officers at Homeland Security and doing everything we can to restore common sense and lawfulness and fairness to this system.
You know, what I never understood, Mr. Attorney General, I always viewed that we're a nation of laws, and our laws are founded upon our Constitution. And for the last administration and for these individual cities to ignore the law of the land the way they have, there seems to have never been any accountability for that. And I don't know, maybe it's sort of like, you know, I pay my taxes. It's sort of like there are laws, you obey the laws. I've never understood this effort or this belief system that says that you can just ignore the law. And then when you see that as a result of ignoring the law, in the case of this one guy, I talked about his father. He's been on the program many, many times, Grant Ronnebeck. Well, the illegal immigrant that shot him in the face and murdered him had already been convicted for holding raping a woman, kidnapping her, and holding her hostage for an entire week, was let go and was not deported.
This is happening all over. It just makes no sense. Look, it is I've been in law enforcement for a long time before I had this job, and it's the way it works is that if a city arrests somebody for a crime and they know another jurisdiction has charges against this individual, they hold them and cooperate in turning them over to the next jurisdiction so that justice can be done there. These people are breaching that collaborative approach. These cities and sanctuary jurisdictions between federal and state law enforcement and flat refusing to even allow their police officers to tell the federal officers that they're holding somebody who's illegally in the country who's committed a serious crime.
Now, you're Attorney General in Alabama. Isn't that aiding and abetting in a crime? I mean, I just, to me, it's so flagrant, a violation of law. So what's going to happen now to these cities, Mr. Attorney General? What are you going to do from here? You're obviously warning these cities that they better comply with the rule of law or they'll lose federal money, and that money is significant, correct? And we've heard, for example, Mayor Emanuel in Chicago constantly saying he doesn't care.
Well, Chicago sued us. Instead of spending their money and helping the police be cooperative, they barred the police from being cooperative, barred the police from allowing the city to actually remove criminal aliens that are illegally in the country and due to be supported. So they're filing a lawsuit against us, and we're going to court. But what our plans are to say with regard to the grants that we're issuing, that if you don't cooperate on these matters, it's a condition of the grant, and you don't get the money. And you have to certify that you're in compliance, and you have to prove you're in compliance. And if you're not cooperating and reasonable a partnership arrangement with the federal government, you shouldn't get federal money. There's no reason for us to reward cities who flatly refuse and actually act to undermine the laws of the United States.
You know, I've been down to the border, Mr. Attorney General, some almost a dozen times covering issues involving the border. I've seen the drug warehouses, floor to ceiling, massive, massive rooms. I've been there on horseback, all-terrain vehicle. I've been in helicopters out on boats. I've been on foot. And I've been all the way from the Rio Grande through San Diego in an office building where a tunnel had been dug from Mexico up into that specific office. So I've seen an awful lot while I was down there. And my most recent trip was with then-Governor Rick Perry, and I sat through a session where they actually gave the statistics. I have it all on video, where the Department of Public Safety, you know, they had a PowerPoint presentation in a seven-year period between 2008 and 2014. Over 600,000 crimes were committed by illegal immigrants against Texans, including, you know, thousands of homicides and sexual crimes. Now, I know it's a border town, I know it's a border state, but I just don't think people are aware of the magnitude of the problem, nor the impact financially it has on the criminal justice system, on the medical system, the healthcare system, and on the educational system.
It's a huge cost. It's a you think of the prison, and then just the cost of the victims of crime that they suffer, and the psychological pain that they suffer, and often traumatic for years. So these are a big cost of crime. We cannot allow this to happen. We're also seeing across the border incredible surges in crime. Cities that used to be safe, now Americans are afraid to even go and visit in those cities, and it can cross the border. And it's already beginning to impact on the American side of the border. So we need to end this lawlessness. The wall is a huge step in the right direction. People are not entitled to enter this country unlawfully. They just are not. They should apply and wait their time, and if they don't get admitted, they don't get admitted, and they're not entitled to enter unlawfully. Give me a break. How simple is this? So I do believe that with the support of President Trump, the good leadership we're getting out of Department of Homeland Security, our work at Department of Justice, we can continue to see the improvement. We're down about 50%. The illegal entrants are down about 50%. Mm-hmm. We are not satisfied. We want zero. We want to restore a lawful system, and we're not satisfied with even halfway. But it does reduce the amount of time and effort and money you have to expend when, through the president's leadership, we've already reduced the number we have to deal with.
I have a last question. I'm not sure to the extent how much you can talk about them. I know you mentioned there's a federal investigation of Charlottesville underway, and I know you've also spoken about an investigation into leaking. Is there any update you have on those issues, or tell us a little bit what they're about?
Well, there's no doubt the FBI moved immediately, even Saturday night. They were conducting interviews in Ohio and gathering evidence. And so we're supporting the local police in Virginia and working collaboratively with them. We're also investigating all the possible federal charges that are possible there. You know, people are entitled to march and to counter-march in America, and they should be protected in those rights, and we intend to do so. With regard to the leaks, yes, we are working hard at those. A lot of these things are bitter political leaks. Then some of them are dramatically damaging to national security. They are a high priority of ours, and we're going to continue to work on it. We've had a dramatic increase in leak investigations. FBI and Department of Justice are increasing our resources and personnel dedicated to that. It's just out of control. It cannot be accepted. It's unlawful, and we need to stop it. They're not easy cases to make, as you well know, but we're working at it aggressively.
All right, Mr. Attorney General, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for updating us on that and restoring the rule of law and order and investigating these important matters really matter to the American people. And we hope you'll come on the show whenever you can. We really appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Sean.
All right.